Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the Sexy, Sassy, and I don't know, some other shit, Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here with my co-host, the Superior, Super Woke Octavius.
I got food in my mouth.
I don't even know what you're eating.
Some. Hey, whatever, everybody.
Eating some good old.
Chicharron!
Yeah, baby. And I think I'm going to start making this a habit. So, first. Ah. Yeah, baby. What's going on, Super Woke?
I'm just chilling, man. Trying to enjoy the Friday.
Yeah, man. Enjoying some of this amazing hazy boom sauce, Lord Hobo.
And I'm checking out this Sam Adams New England IPA, hazy and juicy.
Yeah. And Sam Adams has been very hit or miss recently, so.
Recently?
Anyway, moving on.
I love Massachusetts, man. Don't kick me out the state for bad mouthing Sam Adams.
Well, speaking of Massachusetts, we'll bring to New England. You took a little vacation.
Yeah, man. It was fun.
Went to the Mecca of food, apparently.
Yo, it has. I never knew. I mean, I kind of researched it before we went up there, but.
Yeah.
Portland, Maine. Random, yes, I know, but. Jesus Christ. It's like the Disney World of food. It's like Fat Boy Vegas.
Fat Boy Vegas?
It's so good. I ate so much food. They had like bars just dedicated to desserts. Like three of them.
I've never been to Maine. I've lived in New England my whole life, and I've actually never been to Maine. People find that like shocking.
Well, I've been to Maine before, but like certain parts of Maine are pretty rural, like out the way. Like I've done that. That's a different experience. But Portland, it's a legit city.
Yeah.
It's like a smaller Boston. But people are nice.
Oh.
I think I was the black person there.
Did you say there was like one other couple?
Yeah, there was one other black dude.
One other black dude.
And we saw him twice in two different days, so.
That's fucking hysterical.
Friggin' hilarious.
But, one other dude.
Me and another dude. But it was fun. Me and the wife went up there to celebrate our nine-year anniversary, wedding anniversary. Yeah. We've been together much longer than that, but.
We guys been together, what, 12 years, right?
I don't even know.
To know there's a similarity to our the amount of time we've been married, because I know you guys have been. I think that's what it is. I think you guys. I forget what it is, but I know me and my wife have been married 4 years.
Yeah.
And we've been together for 12.
I think we've been together for like either 13 or 14 years at this point.
Man. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just you have more time on us than that is.
Yeah. We've been together for forever.
Yeah, but you guys also have also known each other forever, which is fucking dope. Yeah. It also makes
we didn't like each other forever, but you know, whatever.
You're growing up, like that shit happens.
Yeah.
So let's get into some shenanigans. One of the titles I didn't tell you about. There's two titles. There's two things I didn't tell you about. This one was actually kind of funny. Florida man sent this to me.
Florida man.
The actor who played Barney is now a tantric sex specialist who charges $350 a session and advises against condoms. And he only accepts female clients.
The actor who played Barney is now a tantric sex expert and he only takes female clients.
Yes.
I saw that coming.
Yeah, no, there's nothing more than the story.
Does he wear the outfit?
I mean, I feel like you'd have to, right?
And does he have like the Barney voice? Like,
I don't know. So there's a quote. It's time for women to understand their true worth and true essence they have to offer the world.
I bet he wears a fedora.
Dog! What the fuck?
Wow. So does he market himself as the actor who played Barney?
What else would you do at that point?
He's like, hey, I'm the actor who played Barney, and I want to teach you how to fuck.
So, this dude gets the
stupid idiot
award just for saying women need to know their place. So this dude can go fuck himself.
Wait, I didn't even get that. So he's teaching women how to have sex, but he's also saying they need to learn how. Well, maybe he's saying that, like, you know.
It is time for women to understand their true worth and the true essence they have to. Oh, no, maybe I got that wrong.
Yeah.
No, okay. You know what?
I'm saying, it seems more like he seems fake as shit, but know.
You never know. He could be... How do you know he's not, like, down to one of those, like, furry things?
I mean, that's obvious. He has to be. I'd be so disappointed if there was no furry lessons.
Furry lessons.
Furry classes in his curriculum. Curriculum. Come.
Curriculum.
Curriculum.
Do you know, in the light of that, have you heard about the Banana Splits horror movie?
I did. I don't get it. Like, I never used to watch a Banana Splits, but were they scary? Like,
I don't know what it's supposed to, I don't know, the show wasn't even necessarily scary. Yeah. It was creepy, like, you know what I mean? Like, most shows like that were, but it wasn't, I wouldn't call it, like, scary.
It's so random.
Yeah.
Are you gonna watch it?
Fuck yeah, I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna get drunk and watch it.
Is it coming in theater, or is it like
a... No, that's straight to DVD.
DVD, damn.
I mean,
not even streaming services. Not even Blu-ray. Like, fuck that. Coming to VHS.
Coming to VHS.
The Banana Splits movie. It's 2020.
2020. You can only watch it in the 90s. Dog. But yeah, man, I saw that, and I was like, that shit looks great, and... But the fact that Barney, the dude who played Barney, is a tantric sex specialist.
So Banana Splits is coming out with a horror movie. Barney is a perv, apparently.
He's not a perv. He's a tantric sex specialist.
Yeah, but I don't know. Seems a little iffy. But whatever. Like, what next? Like,
did you see the Saturday Night Live sketch with Oscar the Grouch?
The Joker parody. Yeah. So I haven't seen a Joker movie yet, so I'm avoiding parodies. Because sometimes this beer is disgusting. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Ah! Sorry. Oh, man. Old man was like, hey, you want to try this beer? Son of a bitch.
You know I'm going to drink this shit, though, right?
Yeah, I know you're going to drink it.
It's because I fucking paid for it.
Oh, my God. Anyways, bad job, Samuel Adams.
He's just doing a bad job. I mean, you know the world. You know the history of of this country. He's just doing a bad job.
Oh, man.
Eat a lime. It'll kind of get rid of the disgusting part of it.
No, I'm good. I'm just going to take my medicine.
This shit is trash.
What is it, 6.8%?
Yeah.
At least it'll kind of get me tipsy.
That's the only reason I got it. I was like, that's 6.8%.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed in you, old man.
Dog, I don't drink Sam Adams. I just got it because it was cheap. Well, inexpensive, I should say.
It's a pretty can.
Yeah. Jeez. Not even a pretty can. It's like, it's kind of, considering the cans that, like, we normally get, like, in, like, the, craft brew shit, like, this is...
Yeah, this is just, it's kind of, ugh. Oh, man.
Hazy and juicy.
But anyways, what the hell were we talking about?
Crappy and fruity.
This knocked me out of whatever we were talking about.
You're avoiding spoilers for the Joker.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of, like, parodies out there, because it's a super popular movie.
Yeah.
You
know what? I'm glad that you brought up the Joker, Javi. How did you know that that was going to be something I was going to bring up? You didn't know, did you?
I did not know. Wait, what's
happening? Shock, gasp, and awe.
I'm afraid now.
So remember the second thing I was going to tell you about, right?
Yeah. No.
Trolls accuse cosplayer as appropriating Joker culture.
All right, I'm out. Yo, fuck everybody.
A New York-based cosplayer is facing
Joker
harassment.
Joker culture? That's a thing.
Apparently.
Okay.
A New York-based cosplayer is facing harassment from swarms of gamers, incels, and homophobic trolls after she posted...
yo, rewind! Yo, you gotta repeat that sentence. Like, that's probably top... five craziest sentences I've ever heard in my life.
A New York-based cosplayer is facing harassment from a swarm of gamers, incels, and homophobic trolls after she posted photos of herself dressed as the Joker. Veronica...
Oh, the girl with the... She was like in a kind of bathing suit kind of Joker?
Yes.
On the steps?
Yes.
Oh, that's the greatest picture.
Veronica Ray, has more than 28,000 followers on Facebook, shared images of her photo shoot in the Bronx on Wednesday. I'm going to avoid the quote because it's a quote from the movie. Her post was soon flooded with trolls, sexist and disparaging comments. Many used language associated with involuntary celibate, incel, communities online made of men who believe they are entitled to sex with women. It's extremely disrespectful and offensive. Who lets feminoids do this? One commenter said. Everyone who defends this woman is a coomer. What's a coomer? C-O-O-M-E-R.
C-O-O-M-E-R. That's a thing?
Yeah,
apparently. This whole thing is just filled with just...
stupidity?
Craziness.
Incel lingo?
Oh, Jesus
Christ. That's a thing?
We talked about the movie, right? Before it came out. This is one thing I was afraid of. Like, getting the incels all riled up. It's not a very good thing. Why are they linking gamers to incels? Like, that's so disrespectful to gamers.
You never heard of Gamergate?
Yes, but Gamergate isn't... I'm a gamer.
Yeah, but you're also not telling the women they should get offline because they're females and they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, those aren't... I don't think you should label those people as gamers. They're just assholes who game.
Yeah. So, in incel lingo, femoids... Yeah. Oh, my God.
Femoid.
What the fuck?
I don't know what's happening, man.
Oh, femoids...
I don't know what the fuck is happening, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Other commenters accused Ray of appropriating gamer culture, wrongly conflating real cultural appropriation with fandom, which is not exclusive to any specific group of people.
Oh my God.
This is oppressive to gamers. Holy shit. Oh, this is even better than I thought it would.
Can I pause real quick? So one way they described incels as men who feel entitled to sex. That is true, but I think the number one description of those people are men who cannot have sex because of behavior, partly because of behavior like this. Like, this is this is your problem right here, guys. Your piece is a shit. Nobody wants to fuck that.
Go fuck yourself.
Yes. There you go, and then you're no longer incel.
Dude, yeah. Fuck out of here. I bet you do the same dudes who dress up in blackface, and then when they get punched in the face, they're like, what'd I do wrong?
Oh my God. This is just... I don't want to...
They're appropriating Joker culture.
I really hope this giant Ouija board in Salem does unleash, like, demons.
You know what? I'm starting to think... Maybe we should just...
Swallows
Maybe earth. We should go.
I'm going. I don't know about you.
Let me know when you're going. I'll go, too.
All right, word.
Dear Lord Cthulhu...
We need a good Cthulhu.
Dog. Joker culture.
Joker fucking culture.
So do you want to take this or should I?
I don't even know what to say. Like. What? So. Appropriating Joker culture. So. What's the main thing that's wrong with that statement?
There's a lot going on wrong with that.
Like, what is Joker?
By this time, I see
y'all. Great.
Fuck y'all from the very start of this shit. Mm-hmm. Fuck what you went to, fuck what you been through, fuck where you go.
Yep.
Fuck who's scared of you, fuck if you did fast. Yep. Fuck your clip, fuck your blocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how we feel about that. Go fuck yourself.
Thank you, Cameron, once again, for putting words to our feelings.
Stupid idiot, you just made the list.
Like, dog, Joker culture? That's a thing? Joker culture.
I guess. But which iteration of the Joker?
Are we talking about an abusive Joker who beats the shit out of his girlfriend because he's insecure because he can't beat Batman?
Or like white hip-hop fan Joker from the Ben Affleck movies?
Are we talking crazy Heath Ledger, like... really wants chaos but really wants order Joker?
Are we talking Joker from the campy 1960s movie?
Are we talking... Oh, what was it? Dreadlock Joker from the cartoon?
Oh yeah, Dreadlock Joker. That Joker's pretty cool.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Oh my God.
You motherfuckers are stupid. Dog, it's not that... So there's actually this woman that I follow.
Yeah, I smell the Monster Energy drink in BO from here.
Monster Energy drink of BO.
Right, you guys stink.
So I was there's a woman, her name is Fantastic Frankie. Mm-hmm. I sent this to her. She's a black nerd, like anime, comic books, gaming, the whole nine.
Oh, so she's appropriating black nerd anime. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry.
You can't even be serious about this.
Either. I don't even know.
I said it to her. She goes, I hate people.
Yeah, that's the only, yeah. Fuck them. Like, they, fuck them.
And the best part, and then I go, she goes, shake my head. I don't know why people are this bothered. I go, lack of things to do despite there being an entire world out there. Yo. Dog, there is an entire world out there for you to do, but you'd rather spend your time telling a woman something she can or cannot do.
Yo, it's really, and I've been coming across these types of people, right? There's, and it's not just incels, right? I think this is like the tip of the, like, they're like the apex version of these types of people that I'm referring to. But there's a group of folks who can't take accountability for the shit that goes wrong in their lives, right? They have to blame somebody else. They have to blame whether it's, you know, some individual that has a little bit more success than them, or they have to, in this case, they're blaming women for their inability to find physical, like physical love, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's just sad, man. I don't really know where it stems from. I'm really glad that, as trash as I am, you know, I've learned to take accountability for my own shittery.
I'm trash.
The you know part what I mean? That, yeah. Like, these people just they don't have the capability to do that. Like, I don't get it.
But you know what's funny about that is, even when I had a good year or two dry spell of not getting any, yeah. You know what I didn't say? Yeah. I didn't go, fuck these bitches, they deserve, like, they better give me fucking pussy.
Yeah, you took all your aggression on your dick.
Yeah, good. Jacked off.
Beat the shit out of that shit.
I was going to Amazing, like, once a week.
Damn, my nigga, like, shit, you got a hand, bro? Like, what you get, man?
Dog, I need a variety.
Oh, damn, I get it.
Dude, I had Asian porn, I had squirt porn,
oh,
I had
Mayan porn.
Yeah, this is back then, I didn't have an internet.
Damn. See, I get where these people come from now.
No, they don't. Like, you don't get where they come
you
from.
You gotta buy porn? Like, fuck.
No, you don't get where they come from. Yeah.
I don't. Fuck.
Bitch ass niggas.
Oh my god.
Alright, man, we're gonna take a break and we'll be right back.
All these rappers beefing online and then it be on site. But whatever happens, I'ma put it up on my blog site. Somebody dies and I offer condolences, even though I was the main one promoting it. Soon as we over it, looking for two more to keep on exploiting it for. We'll take the briefs off of bottoms and take a bullet to the back. Mainly we'll strip down and get shot down to be celebrities. In fact, all this sensationalism, just a new model for business. We got these bottles of attention and pass them off as a prescription. Because validation, admiration, that's the latest drug of choice, a new addiction. I'm the vice, you the vice, we the vice, so who provising intervention? Peddlers pushing dope, and the pimps is pushing sex. Press a button on your phone, watch you get caught up in that, caught up in that. Right after class, we should go embarrass this new dude. Yeah, let's jump up, take them
two. And we are back at the Old Man Wade Show. So, apparently we're going to be doing a whole episode on misogyny.
Really?
The next topic we have, do you know a name, let me know if I'm pronouncing this right, Kanye? Kanye West? Am I pronouncing this right?
I believe it's Kanye.
Oh, Kanye.
Kanye.
Kanye West?
Kanye West, yes.
Yeah. You know his wife?
Yes. I'm very familiar with his wife.
Giggity. Kanye West slams
Kim. No disrespect.
Kanye West slams Kim Kardashian's tight dress as too sexy.
Mm.
He said, quote, on Sunday's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which I will never watch, mm-hmm. The reality star's husband, that's so funny, Kanye West is now the reality star's husband. Wow. Okay. He's not even like platinum recording artist or like hip-hop megastar.
When was the last time he put out an album? Last year, but still, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Kanye West complained that her skin tie, Thierry Mugler, whatever, dress and corset for the 2019 Met Gala was too sexy. Mm. Saying, quote, you are my wife and it affects me when pictures are too sexy.
How does it affect him? Like, does he get aroused?
And, I don't think Kanye West gets aroused.
Huh.
I don't know if he has sex.
Oh, he has sex.
No, he doesn't. I wouldn't want to bet money he doesn't have sex.
Really?
Yeah.
He just, like, likes to watch. He's a watcher.
I don't even think he does that.
Yeah?
I think, I don't know if he's, I don't believe he's ever had, like, let me rephrase that. I believe he's had sex.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like he's, every time he's done it, like, twice.
In his life.
In his life.
Okay.
Didn't feel he was good enough at it and just stopped.
You know what is funny? As ridiculous as that sounds, like, if anybody would, if that would happen to anybody, like, somebody that has the apparent, like, mentality that Kanye West seems to have, yeah. I can see him, like, doing that. Like, yeah. I'm not good enough at it.
Or even that, like, let's say, like, he finished having sex, and like, after that, she was like, oh, that was good. Good? What do you mean that was good? That wasn't great?
I'm the greatest.
I'm the greatest.
Yeah.
Greatest of all time. I'm Kanye West.
And then he went into, like, a deep depression.
Yeah. And then he created My Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Super artsy.
Oh, man. Kim Kardashian fired back saying, you built me up to be this sexy person with confidence and all this stuff, and just because you're on a journey and transformation doesn't mean I'm in the same spot as you. Kanye's thrown out the room saying, all right, cool.
All right, let me be 100% with you.
Okay.
I don't follow the Kardashians.
I heard this on Joe Budden, and I was just like, this is too funny for me not to share with Avi.
No, I mean, I've heard it. I mean, if you're on social media, it's more than likely you've heard about this story. You know, I was a big fan of Kanye West till, he got all in his politics bag.
Which wouldn't be so bad if he actually knew a damn thing about what he was talking about.
So crazy.
And just for the record, we don't hate Trump supporters. We just don't understand you. And at least have, like, a legitimate reason for doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and my issue isn't his Trump support, to be honest with you. Like,
my issue is his ignorance.
Yeah.
His ignorance is what
he literally, like, you know, and most of it has nothing to do with his support with Trump, to be honest with you. Most of the shit that I disagree with. But from what I saw from their relationship, like, they seem solid, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, she seemed like somebody that
balances
super loyal to him, right?
Yeah.
Sticks with him when you know, he's been public about his mental health issues, right?
Yeah.
And she stuck with him through a lot of, like, controversial moments.
And she's put out a bunch of fires too, man.
Yeah, like, you know, I honestly, I'm going to be real with you. I honestly don't get why people hate Kim Kardashian as much as they do. Like, I don't know what she did in life. Like, she put out a sex tape. She didn't even put out the sex tape. You know what I mean? It was a sex tape with somebody she was in a relationship with at the time. She got famous off of it because society's trash.
Well,
and
considering I'm a hater.
Yeah.
I understand. I don't hate her as much as I originally did when I was just a jealous prick. You know what I mean?
But I don't. What are we? Why? Like, well, none of us will ever be Kim Kardashian.
No.
Not that to do with success. It's just she's who she is.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it is. It took someone to really explain to me that, like, that has nothing to do with me. Her success is her success.
Yeah.
I can't do what she does, just like she can't do what I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as I've gotten older, it's like, fuck that. I respect the game. She uses what she has, and she's made herself millions of dollars.
I think she's dope, to be honest with you. Like, I don't follow her. I don't know much about them, so I could be a whole bunch of stuff.
No, she ain't hurting anybody.
Yeah, like, she's doing her and her family, whatever. I don't know. I don't get it. Somebody, one of the listeners, whatever, feel free to explain the Kim Kardashian hate to me.
You can find an old man Wade com and let shit record on Twitter.
Yeah, so other than that, I saw the video, I saw the clip, right? One is a clip, so we don't really know the context behind it.
But exactly.
Let's go by with the clip. So it's Kanye West saying, like, you affect me by the way you dress. I think taking it for what it is, that's pretty problematic, and not in a sarcastic way, right? Like,
yeah.
How's her, she's not naked.
Even, right? even if she was, that's who she was before she got married.
And somebody sent the link of her Instagram I was following a comment thread.
Yeah.
Sent the link of her Instagram saying that, you know, she really doesn't, like, she's really not that naked on her, like, her pictures and stuff like that. Like, she dresses pretty classy. fashion, like a fashionista type situation.
Yes.
And I looked it up, and it really wasn't anything that was crazy. So I don't know, man. I think Kanye West seems like a classic, like, control freak. And
that's 100% what it is.
And if that, and if my feelings towards him when it comes to that are true, I kind of feel bad for
him. I can understand that. My biggest thing about it is I just hope that he, if she's coming to his defense, if everything he says is true about her, and like really like with her being like really like helpful in his life and supporting him the way she does, then the feelings should be reciprocated. That's what marriage is, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I had an incident today, where my wife thought it would be a good idea for me to talk about some stuff that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And I felt really good about it. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? She's yin to my yang.
Yeah.
Like, that happens. Like, we've had this conversation on the show many a times. Like, your wife does the same thing. But, perfect example. Your wife has dressed up for carnival.
Yeah, my wife dresses the way the fuck she wants to dress. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't give a shit.
But, it's not your fucking body.
It's not. My wife is hot. Like,
they have it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, and that's the thing I don't get. It's like, you knew who your wife was beforehand.
Yeah, and my wife, and even if I didn't know who she was beforehand.
Oh, now you're talking about Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you knew who his wife was, who your wife was beforehand. And like she said, they're on two different paths right now.
Yeah.
But, like, just because.
I don't trust his path. He seems so fake. Sorry.
No, go ahead, because I agree. I agree with everything you're saying.
It just seems like, you know, I always used to joke, like, one day I'm going to start a church because. You know, that's, you know, all you gotta say is Jesus a couple times and people start following.
And tax-free money?
Tax-free money. Like, it just seems so contrived and it seems like anything, like, Kanye West is so sporadic in the shit that he does, right? And I think that as an artist, there's an advantage to that. Like, he's always trying new things or whatever, but religion is such a vital and just powerful motivator in our culture that, like, if he's just bullshitting with it, like, it's sad because there's going to be a lot of people who he's going to affect with this shit if it's not genuine. You know what I mean? And it just seems slimy to me.
Well, so the funny thing about it is, like, you say that. So it got me thinking about him in general. Yeah. So I'm on Wikipedia now, you know, the host of all things, like,
real?
Yeah.
Of course.
So I'm just looking at his discography.
Yeah.
College dropout.
Yeah.
Late registration.
Mm-hmm.
Graduation day. Mm-hmm. 808s and Heartbreaks. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Yeezus, The Life of Pablo. Yay, Jesus is King. So, as I'm looking through this, it doesn't seem like he even knows who the fuck he is. Like, you know what I mean? It's like it seems like he's always trying to play about whatever is going to make him the most money. Like, so, okay, so being pro-black is in? Cool. I'll be pro-black now.
Yeah.
Running around with Trump and wearing a MAGA hat and then saying you were bullied is in?
Mm.
Cool, I'm going to go run around and do that now. I'll be the biggest troll.
Yeah.
He hasn't said a thing about Fuckboy 45.
I mean, he did have that slavery comment a couple times on his Sunday Service tour.
I'm sorry, what now?
Yeah, he said a couple things, like, he was in Utah, and what did he say?
God, of all places.
Oh, the Republicans freed the slaves, or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And I don't think he realizes that there's a difference between the Republicans back then, who weren't shit then either. Politicians aren't shit! Politicians in general aren't shit. The government doesn't give a fuck about anybody.
I mean, I don't want to get deep into it, but
no, we can have a whole different conversation.
Yeah, he's lacking a lot of context in that, and it's harmful because it just flies in the face of reality. But
yeah, you're 1,000% right, and that's like incredibly dangerous to say, to make blanket statements like that.
Mm-hmm.
But so someone came to the defense of Kim Kardashian. I guess this guy was in The Bachelor. His name is Tyler Cameron.
I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
The Bachelor is a show, apparently?
Yeah. Excuse me, Bachelor alum, Tyler Cameron and Gigi had it embraced at their grandmother, whatever, doesn't make a difference. What not to do. You should want your significant other to be sexy and feel sexy. Mm-hmm. Ye lost his confidence. Fellas, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Encourage your significant other to be all they can be, not hold them back.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Straight up and down.
But she's not out there just fucking random dudes. Like, she's out there trying, like she's you embracing her. She seems like somebody who's dealing with confidence issues sometimes. Like, when I hear her talk and stuff like that, like, she seems, but at the same time, she also seems like a very strong person.
We've right? also like, met people who have, like, insecurities, but they still, but sometimes they put on a front and they put on this, like, strong persona. Or they are strong.
She's, yeah.
Because you have to be. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
You don't have to be. You could be, you could have insecurity and still be strong.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, I'm telling you, like, I think, I respect Kim Kardashian. I'm sorry.
There's nothing to apologize for. I understand it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. The fact that she's dealing with this dude, I don't know.
What's funny about it is he's worried about her, like, and her image and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and how it's affecting him. And it's negative shit like this that will, like, push her into the arms of somebody else. Or push their or like just destroy their relationship in general.
They've been married for like years now, right?
Yeah, don't mean anything. That don't mean shit.
Like that's true. But I mean, I don't know them, but if it's like a real, if it's like a true marriage, like if she really loves him and he really loves her, like they, I hope they work it out.
I don't advocate for anybody losing their significant other.
Yeah.
I don't think that I don't love.
They got kids too, right?
I want to say they have. Three.
Yeah, that's a whole fucking family.
Well, she has three.
Yep. Yeah. Oh.
I don't think they've had sex.
This nigga. He just put sperm in like a bottle. And like,
no. I don't think he jacks off. I think he's came twice in his life.
And do you know those times?
Huh?
Do you know which one of those times?
Like I wasn't there for either
the
one.
The first Yeezys came out.
I don't even think he.
Nutted all over the place?
No, one of them was with Stacey Dash.
If he was with Amber Rose all those years and never had sex, he should be, I don't know, put in jail or some shit.
That was one of the other times.
Oh, okay. My word.
When she put him on blast, I laughed my ass off.
What she said?
When Kanye said something fucked up about her. And she went on blast and was like, you're talking to a dude. They're talking about a dude who loved fingers up in his asshole. And if I want, and she just like aired out all his fucking dirty laundry.
There must be something wrong with me because I like Amber Rose too.
She's somebody I like Amber that Rose
hate?
Too.
Is she somebody people hate too?
Yeah, I like Amber Rose though. I've always liked Amber Rose. Yeah.
I don't know. I like strong people. People that I assume, and being in the public eye like they are. I don't know. It just seems like to be able to do that and not kill yourself. I don't know.
I dig it, man.
You're stronger than me.
I that's funny because I've always liked Amber Rose. I've always liked the shit she stands for, like the slut walk and like just basically like you know like don't judge people by the things they do.
Yeah, you do.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm sure you like the slut walk.
Oh, this nigga. All right, man. We'll be right. You know, actually, no. That actually brings up another topic. I was actually having a convo with Diddy and Jess Gregg. We went to Hooters, and this woman was eyeing one of my friends, like, hard. And it got to a conversation about how you, how it feels good to be looked at by another woman, or someone like your dude, like you're attracted to. Mm-hmm. And even, like, and when you're married, it feels good even though you're not gonna, like, act on it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you feel about this, but I said to them, I was like, I don't even really notice it anymore.
Yeah?
I don't care.
It just happens so much that you just...
No, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't look, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I... And someone would be like, she was eyeing you. I'm like, really? Why? Huh. I'm wearing a dirty t-shirt that I've wore 5 days in a row. I'm wearing my wife's deodorant.
I mean, strong enough for a woman.
Strong enough for a man. pH balance for a woman.
Even though women sweat way more than men do, but whatever.
No, they don't. They're beautiful unicorns and angels who never sweat or fart.
Oh, damn.
So, but yeah, so it's funny. So I had this conversation, and don't get me wrong, it feels good to, like, you know, feel attractive. So I'm not saying that. But I've gotten to a point, I'm just kind of like, eh.
I guess. It makes me feel awkward.
Maybe that's what it is.
To be honest with you. Like, it's not like I'm getting looked at, like, on a daily basis. But when it does happen, like, the very few times it does happen. Like, I don't know what to do. I would just be like, because, like, I was never the type of person, like, if somebody was, like, looking at me before I was in a relationship, I would, you know, I'd be like, oh, what's up, right?
Yeah, now you're just kind of like,
shit I can do.
I need an adult.
And I'm a dude, like, if somebody, there's people that I'm attracted to, and if they're, like, goggling me, like, I'm gonna be like, damn, she's hot.
I mean, like that woman who tried to grope you at the Bell in Hand?
Oh, my God. Well, she wasn't hot, so it doesn't matter. Oh. Well, let me say, she wasn't attractive to me.
Yeah, because there are no... Would you say there's no such thing as unattractive people?
Yeah, you know, somebody liked her.
But did I say this on here when I was like, someone was like, how do you react when like you're attractive, like when you're at a bar or something and someone hits on you? And I was just like, I just yell out, I need an adult.
I need an adult.
I
get so awkward and I just like walk away or something. I don't know.
I go to the same...
I don't want none of those problems.
Nada.
I don't want none of them. Just leave me alone.
Yeah, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, leave me the fuck alone. You don't want none of those problems.
Fuck that. I'm all set, dog. Like, I don't... Mm-mm.
Nah, but I mean, if I was single, I mean, I'd appreciate it. I mean, especially if you're feeling like...
Oh, yeah, if you're single, yeah, I get it, man. Yeah. But, like, I'm kind of just like, meh.
Or if you're polyamorous.
Well, yeah, it's different. Like, when you're in a situation where multiple, like... Like, you can't, like, act on things. But now I'm just kind of like, eh. Go home, cuddle my wife. Yeah. You know what I mean? I I'm good. And I've also gotten to the point now, like, I started, like, I'm going through, like, my Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, like, kind of like deleting women. I'm like, eh, you're hot, but you don't offer anything else. Like, if you're not, and it's just kind of like, you're not offering, like, it's like, eh, you're hot, but you're just hot. I don't care. Like, ah, you're hot. Oh, you're positive. Cool, I'll keep you. Uh-huh. Like, eh, you're just... I'm like, I just don't care anymore, man. You know what I mean?
Are you doing that with the men on your Instagram as well?
No, because all the men on my Instagram add something. Like, they're usually wrestlers.
Oh, damn.
Wrestlers, comedians.
The views of Old Man Wade do not reflect those of the Old Man Wade show.
That doesn't even make any sense!
Makes sense to our lawyers.
Whatever. Ryan Reynolds should get it. All right, man, we'll be right back after our brief messages.
Greetings! We are the Retro Reductopus Cephala Podcast, a bi-weekly show that celebrates all the things that made growing up awesome.
He's right. We wax philosophic about lots of geeky crap like old video games and movies, toys, cartoons, I don't know, help me out here.
Music. Pants. Quoting video games that don't have dialogues.
Shabibans.
Tasty news.
Unnecessarily long Japanese onomatopoeia.
Butt breathers.
Uncomfortable nature facts.
Or how to install a samoflange.
And unlike all those other podcasts, we at Retro Redocubus have an exciting rotating host schedule.
Do we?
We sure do. So, if you didn't like the guy flapping his gums this week,
like me,
worry not, gentle listener. Next week, we'll have a whole new host.
Of problems.
Hey. They might still suck, but they'll suck differently.
And you know what's really cool? Retro Reductopus is part of the Inebriarch Podcast Network, with new episodes out every Tentacle Tuesday.
Which is like every other Tuesday. We named it.
Anyways, you can listen to us at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, or straight from the tab, reductopus.buzzsprout.com.
And we are back with the last lap of the Old Man Wade Show. Thank you guys for... joining us for this our weekly show. So
I'm still drinking this horrible beer, by the way.
Yeah, sorry about that. So do you remember your you love hip hop. You love
yeah.
rap.
Yeah.
Do you remember what was the album that really got you into it? Not like the first album you heard, but the first album you were like, yo.
Fuji's The Score.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, when did that come out? Do you know?
I want to say like mid-90s? 95 or 96.
Like mid-90s-ish, right? Through the power of the internet, I can actually check that out. So, for me, I'm a little bit older than you, not by much. Mm-hmm. But there are some albums that kind of like, for me, like stand the test of time and like kind of bring a lot of nostalgia. Like A Tribe Called Quest. Midnight Marauders.
Mm,
my dad used to bump that in the car all the time. So, like, so much so that, like, when I went back and revisited it, when I got like my own iTunes and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I still remembered a lot of the songs. Like Five Dogs, is it Five Dogs? 8 Million Stories.
Yep.
Like I when I first heard it after like not hearing it for a decade, I still remembered it word for word.
I think that's like a big difference between our experience with hip hop originally, because my older generation, they weren't American. They weren't born here, right? They spent a lot of their lives, like my mom came here in middle school, but she didn't really listen to hip hop like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like it was a lot of like reggae music and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I didn't really get into hip hop till I went to school with kids that listened to hip hop. And I was probably like fifth grade probably.
Yeah. So I would say that was one of my first experiences with hip hop. Then I remember the first tape that I had someone dub for me was Scarface. It is the album with Never Seen a Man Cry. First album I bought, the tapes that I bought my own money, I bought the same day. It was Cam'ron, Confessions of Fire, and Mystical Unpredictable.
Oh, that's, you have to probably be in high school, right?
I want to say I was.
Yeah.
But for me, like the first time I heard an album that really spoke to me from like a hip hop perspective, mm-hmm. was Pharoah Monch's Internal Affairs.
That was such a good, like Pharoah Monch, his flow.
It was.
Is like on. It's unmatchable. Like in the way it matches his voice.
Yeah.
Like my first experience with Pharoah Monch was Lyricist Lounge. Like my first real experience, Lyricist Lounge Volume 2.
Was that the one with Oh No?
Yep.
Most Def.
Oh my god. Him and Most Def.
Hallelujah, Pharoah Monch, to do your main time. Sorry. Same frame of mind, screw you.
Pharoah Monch is one of the artists that I fucked with back in the day.
So, for years, mm-hmm. for 20 years, you couldn't find that on any streaming service.
Yep, it wasn't on iTunes at all, yep.
It debuted at midnight tonight when we recorded.
What?
It's on iTunes. So let me tell you. But it's funny, you could always find it on YouTube. But it's available on iTunes now. I have been bumping that almost nonstop.
He was on Rockus Records, right?
Yes.
That's because Rockus Records had some issues. So that's probably
had. They probably still have issues. But
fun fact, Rockus Records was started by one of the sons of Rupert Murdoch, the guy who started Fox News.
I found out about that, which cracked me the fuck up.
Mm.
So Pharoah Monch's album, it was only like an hour long. But it was legit to this day I still feel like it's one of the two or three best hip hop albums and most complete hip hop albums I've ever heard in my life, man. Like from start to finish, it was like the wordplay was great, the flow was great, the beats were great, the subject matter. Like, there was some bullshit songs, there was some great songs, there was some deep songs.
Simon Says is my shit.
Simon Says, like... Do you remember the remix?
It's on here, too.
Yeah. So, Lady Luck, who I loved, she goes, shut the fuck up. Luck said, shut the fuck up. Bitches in the back getting cracked like cut.
Shut the fuck up.
Bitches in the back getting cracked like cut. I was like...
Yo, I've been looking for Simon Says for years. I think I stopped looking for it.
I did too, but I used to be able. You could find it on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't really listen to music on YouTube like that.
It's annoying when because as soon as you cut your phone off, it's gone.
Unless you pay for YouTube, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm not. Sorry, Google, I'm not paying for that shit.
Nah, dog, I'm all set. So when it dropped, I was super excited. And I've never been the guy to like wait for something at midnight for something to drop.
Yeah.
But like I was like I kept checking my phone like is it midnight yet? Yo, is it midnight yet? And as soon as midnight hit. Downloaded.
Oh man, I'm so happy.
Like dog, but for me, like that was like the first album that I remember buying,
mm-hmm.
and just being like really lost in an album. Like you know what I mean? Because this was my senior year in high school. So it was October. So it was my senior year in high school because I graduated in 2000.
You old man.
Yeah, I know, old man. I remember listening to it, and I remember. So I was going back and listening to it, but like now being able to like really. Like skip, like not skip, like wondering, like, do I skip this song? Is this song? Does this song still hold up? Like, you know what I mean? But all of it still holds up to this day. Like, it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, there's a song called "The Light" with and I know you will see the light. And it's like he's talking about like how he met this girl, and it's one party goes, oh, shit, she's off the hook. And it's like the funniest shit ever, because it's like, I loved it.
He brought Huber into his...
Yes!
Like, he did bring him, like, he was... Like, there's a reason why he collaborated with the people he collaborated with. Like, he was... Yeah. He's genuinely, like... He's a genuine MC. And, yes. And that type of music, it doesn't get old. Same reason why you have that new single from Gangstar featuring J. Cole.
Oh my God, that song
and
is amazing.
And Guru probably recorded that, he had to record it years ago.
Yeah.
And it still holds up.
Like that's like the, that's like the testament to like a really good like mm-hmm. MC.
That's art, you know? Like I know, I listen to all types of music, right? And I like some music that I know for a fact won't hold up over the years. I just like it because it has a catchy hook, you know, nice beat.
Yeah.
But there's no substance to it. But then sometimes you get those songs that have like everything, and you know that it's gonna stand the test of time, you know. That's why we need to hold up those artists in high regard, man.
So he also had a bunch of really like dope features on here, and one of them was on Cannabis.
Oh shit!
Again,
another fire feature.
Yeah, I feel like I'm one of the livest, one of the hip hop's finest elite rhymers, and I plan to graduate with honors. But one day we'll all be a bunch of old timers with all timers looking at a label's rosters, wondering how the fuck they forgot us.
That's hell, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, so he goes, with the potency of a scorpion sting to the throat, overdose that's extremely fatal, doctors in the white lab coat scramble for an antidote to save you. You can't breathe, your chest feels painful, your skin color goes from dark brown to beige blue. Your whole room's full of angels, all in your ear trying to tell you which god you should pray to. You pray to Jesus, but he don't want to save you because you're unfaithful, so he gives you to Azazel. Yeah, I remember hearing that for the first time going, duh.
And no disrespect, old man. The lyrics alone stand for themselves.
But yes.
You have to hear it coming you from do. Pheromones. Like,
no, that was Cannabis.
Oh, same shit.
But like, yeah. Like
same shit. Cannabis is another person. Like, Cannabis, his flow, his voice, his cadence. Yeah. And, like, it just makes it work. What was it? Was it 100? He had, what was it, 100 bars?
100 bars.
Like, and if it was anybody else, I would have cut that shit off like halfway through. But
yeah.
It's just the way he puts it together, man. Like.
Something else Pheromones does is, like, he's really good with, like, alliteration.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is one of the ones. He goes, for no formidable fights I've been formed to forget. For Pharaoh fucks familiar foes from before fondling female MCs fiercely. Focus on the fact that the facts can be fabricated to form lies.
Yeah. I guarantee you, he said that shit. All those bars probably... He probably said that shit in, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You know
and then
what I mean?
he ends it with "Feel me,
yeah.
Varilla."
Yeah.
So I've been killing this for like for me like this was.
I'm listening to this shit on the way home.
Yeah, and it's like dog, it bumps too, man.
Yeah.
Like it made me super happy that he really put this like that he put this album that it was like the 20 year anniversary of it too.
I wonder how he got that shit released, man. It must have been some.
It probably yeah. I think he's going on tour too. He's either going on tour or he has a show with the people who are featured on that. Because I know Styles P isn't on that album, but he's done a few songs with Styles P. My Life.
So it's on Trescadecophobia music?
Trescadecophobia. Fear of the Number 13.
Is that his...
I believe so.
Huh.
I don't...
How do you, why is that a thing?
What, Trescadecophobia?
Yeah.
It's Fear of Number 13. And that's just one of his things. Fun fact, he was born, he's older than me, but our birthdays are 7 days apart.
Okay.
He was born on Halloween. All
right.
So, but Pheromones has always been, I always say that Pheromones is one of the most, if not the most underrated rapper of all time. Because, like, I think, like, he could destroy.
But, I mean, that's kind of, I don't know. Again, that might have been because of some label issues, because he disappeared for a while. He came out with a couple of albums.
I think he had 5.
Yeah, but compared to how long he's been out?
Not much. Yeah.
And like there was a lot. I think there was a pretty good gap between this album.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the discography now. So he had one in 99. Yeah, sounds about right. His next one wasn't until 2007.
Yeah, like that's crazy. Cause I remember that album came out. He was on like Simon Says was on the radio heavy. Yeah. Heavy.
Some even say the song is sexist because I asked the girl to rip on their breasts.
Dude had a dope ass video. Like, I think probably was on TRL for a little bit.
I'm wondering how they got that sample cleared.
Like, I mean, that's probably part of the reason why, like, shit was.
But it's funny because Simon Says was on iTunes for a while. But, like, how they. It was weird how they got. How, like, how they got it cleared. Maybe. I don't know how copyright rules when it comes to. If something's not, if you don't like renew it or something like that, like the birthday song.
Oh, but that's like 100 years or some shit like that.
Okay, yeah, then no. So 2007 he dropped an album called Desire, which was incredible. 2011 he dropped WAR War, We Are Renegades.
Yeah, he came back on the scene like around that time. Dropped a couple albums and then he disappeared again.
Yeah, well, it's funny because. I'll check his discography, like, so he only has 4 albums out. He put one out in, so he had, Internal Affairs in 99, dropped Desire in 2007, We Are Renegades War, 2011, and he dropped, Post-Traumatic Stress, Disorder, PTSD, in 2014. And that was funny is, Desire is an incredible album. War and PTSD are good, but they have certain hits on there that are just like incredible, you know what I mean? I highly suggest, I'll send it to you later, but We Are Renegades has a song in there. It's Jean Grey, Pharoah Monch, and Royce da 5'9". And Royce starts a song
that already sounds like it's freaking peaceful.
Yo, he starts a song, I be riding around with a stripper slash burlesque model, I'll make it pop like my dick in a Durex condom.
Royce might be the most underrated rapper.
I find it hard to debate that man. Like he's him. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't care who you got.
Like, he's destroyed Eminem on his own songs.
And you know what I'm saying? But they boys, so I don't wanna put
that nigga PTSD has a song called BMF, Bad Motherfucker. Mm-hmm. What do you say? There's a song on there called Pharoah Monch BMF. I'm trying to find the lyrics to this particular song. You'd figure I would pause it, right?
No need to do that.
You know, don't matter. But anyway, so he's done that, but he's also there's another song on We Are Renegades. There's 2 other songs. He's got a song with Styles P called Black Hand Side. And it's like, it's basically, it's Pharoah Monch and Styles P. Like, you know what I mean? You know, they also did the song My Life, which was incredible. He's also got a song. He has a song that no matter how bad of a mood I'm in, this song always cheers me up. He's got a song with Jill Scott. It's called Still Standing.
I love Jill Scott.
And I remember after Fuckboy 45 got elected into office, I remember like getting up and like putting that song on, and it just like, no matter how like upset I was,
it put you back in a good mood.
Even if it didn't put me in a good mood, it put me in a really good place to remind me that like I'm still standing, I'm still, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of albums came out today. Or Gucci Mane got a new mixtape out. I'm always excited about the Gooch. I know we're not talking about that guy, but
the Gooch.
Wale got something out?
I've been meaning to actually listen to Wale's app. Because, like, he's got, like, here we go. The best liar told a lie inside a room full of liars. The liar was so excited that all the liars admires. When the truth walked in the building, every liar retorted. Deception was defeated and deceit became deleted. Yo. That's what he does, man. Pharoah Monch is one of... He does what he does, man.
Yo, listen to Pharoah Monch, man. I'm telling you. Like, yeah, I got love for old man, but he's not doing it justice.
I'm really not, man. Like,
you gotta listen to it.
Fuck swag. I got Moxie. All right, man. It's been the Old Man Wade Show. I want to thank the superior super woke Octavius for joining me as always.
Ayo. I'm full.
Hey, I'm sorry for the bad beer.
Yeah, I'm trying to finish this so I can drink the beer that I got.
Hey, just leave that shit there, man.
Man, I'm surprised. Hey guys, today super woke bought better beer than Old Man Wade. That's a moment to remember.
I didn't bring up the Voodoo Ranger.
Ah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, don't make me bring up the Voodoo Ranger, dog.
Please bring out the Voodoo Ranger.
All right, I'm going to bring up the Voodoo Ranger because the Voodoo Ranger is that shit.
Oh, fuck.
All right, man. You know what? I'll damn it, Wade, myself for buying that bad beer.
Jesus Christ.
Damn it, Wade.